The first ever World Baseball Classic has its first ever champion. Team Japan beat Team Cuba 10-6 last night in San Diego to take the title. Despite having only two major leaguers, Japan outlasted 16 other teams, including star-studded squads from the U.S. and Dominican Republic. From San Diego, NPR's Luke Burbank reports.
There were a lot of foreign jerseys being worn last night at Petco Park, and they weren't just on the grown-up players. Over at the kids' wiffle ball field, behind the center field wall, American kids could be seen sporting Mexican, Korean, and Japanese uniforms as they played around with their friends. It was a testament to just how international the game has become. Over where the adults were playing, Japan got out to a quick lead in the top of the first inning. It was vintage Japanese baseball. They were patient, they got walks, they hit precision grounders to just the right spots. John Miller had the call for ESPN.
Team Japan has jumped ahead a four-run first inning against Cuba. And it's not Cuba. At least they know they've got the comfort of having an entire game to try and catch up.
But by the sixth inning, Japan was still leading 6-1, and they looked ready to run away with the game. Then something unusual happened. Japan's defense started to crack. Suddenly, they were committing errors. They couldn't seem to field the ball, and Cuba took advantage. Frederick Cepeda's eighth-inning home run brought Cuba roaring back. The score was now 6-5, and you could almost hear them cheering back in Havana. But that was as close as Cuba would get. Japan scored four runs in their final at bat to ice the game. They went on to win 10-6. Outside the stadium, Robbie Dodds of San Diego was wearing a headband with Japanese characters on it. They read, "Pass the test," which is just what he said his team did.
In the world, Japan is known for terrific math scores, extreme politeness, very stereotypical things. Violin. I'm a violin player myself, but tonight we prevailed in baseball. We are number one in baseball. And I'm very proud to say that as a Japanese American.
Austin Essexon wasn't feeling as great as he left the stadium wearing a Cuba jersey. He traveled all the way from Boston for the game.
They're playing We Are the Champions in the background.
Yeah.
They're not playing it for your team.
They're not. They're playing it for the Japanese. It's a sad day for all Cubans. It was good to get farther than America, to be honest, but...
Yeah. You'll always have that to fall back on.
We'll always have that.
And they'll have the memory of attending a unique event. Part sport, part cultural exchange. There was an amazing moment during the championship game when the whole stadium was doing the wave. Cuban and Japanese flags next to each other, thrust excitedly in the air. It was clear we're not as different as we might think. That point was also driven home later in the game when the song YMCA was played. It turns out everyone, no matter where they're from, looks kind of ridiculous dancing to the Village People. Luke Burbank, NPR News, San Diego. Young man.